Welcome to the Groundhog Day edition of the coverage of the war on Iran. And of course, when I say Groundhog Day, I'm referring to the film starring Bill Murray and others from 1993. The film was just an instant classic, really, showing what happens when a person keeps waking up in the same day, day after day after day, unable to escape this time loop in which he is stuck. Because spiritually he hasn't grown as a person. that's part of the movie. I'll play a clip from it. But we are stuck in Groundhog Day, apparently, because President Trump, every day, he wakes up and announces there's a peace deal. And then by the end of the day, there's going to be more bombs. Or it's the other way around. It's like, wakes up, we're going to bomb Iran, and then later in the day, there's a peace deal. And of course, the order of those announcements depends on whether the markets will be opened or closed. And it's all about market manipulation, and it's never actually resolved. It never ends, and we are now in loop 37 of this time loop. I mean, you and I are stuck in the same time loop. Imagine that. And we've already looped 37 times with seemingly no escape, because Trump hasn't spiritually grown enough to exit the loop in the same way that the Bill Murray character had to grow in the film in order to exit the loop. He had to transform as a person to escape the loop. That's actually the theme of the movie Groundhog Day. It's a great film. Let me play a couple of minutes of it here for you, just to remind you, in case you don't recall what the film was all about. This scene I'm going to play for you is called I'm a God. This is Bill Murray, or his character, of course, saying that he believes he is a God because he's lived the same day so many times that he now knows everything that's going to happen before it happens. Take a look.
I'm sorry, what was that again?
I'm a God.
You're a God.
I'm a God. I'm not the God, I don't think.
Because you survived a car wreck?
You folks ready to order?
I didn't just survive a wreck. I wasn't just blown up yesterday. I have been stabbed, shot, poisoned, frozen, hung, electrocuted, and burned.
Oh, really?
And every morning I wake up without a scratch on me, not a dent in the fender. I am an immortal.
Special today is blueberry waffles.
Why are you telling me this?
Because I want you to believe in me.
You're not a god. You can take my word for it. This is 12 years of Catholic school talking.
I could come back if you're not ready.
How do you know I'm not a god?
Oh, please.
How do you know?
Because it's not possible.
I'll come back.
Doris. This is Doris. Her brother-in-law, Carl, owns this diner. She's worked here since she was 17. More than anything else in her life, she wants to see Paris before she dies.
Oh, boy, what a...
What are you doing?
This is Debbie Kleiser and her fiancé, Fred.
Do I know you?
They're supposed to be getting married this afternoon, but Debbie is having second thoughts.
What?
Lovely ring.
This is Bill. He's been a waiter for 3 years since he left Penn State and had to get work. He likes the town, he paints toy soldiers, and he's gay.
I am.
This is Gus. He hates his life here. He wishes he stayed in the Navy.
Well, I could have retired on half pay after 20 years.
Excuse me, is this some kind of trick?
Well, maybe the real God uses tricks. You know, maybe he's not omnipotent. He's just been around so long, he knows everything.
Oh, okay. Well, who's that?
This is Tom. He worked in the coal mine until they closed it down.
And her?
It's Alice. Came over here from Ireland when she was a baby. She lived in Erie most of her life.
He's right. And her?
Nancy. She works in the dress shop and makes noises like a chipmunk when she gets real excited.
Hey!
It's true.
How do you know these people?
I told you, I know everything. In about 5 seconds, a waiter's gonna drop a tray of dishes. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay?
Okay, that's enough.
All right, so there you go. A couple of minutes from Groundhog Day, the I'm a God scene. And, of course, what's funny about the scene is that he's spending this time trying to convince his coworker, this woman, that he's reliving the day over and over again, but she won't remember it the next day, of course, because the next day she will have started over as a brand new day. She won't remember this day. Only he remembers the same day over and over again, which seems to be kind of like Trump. I think Trump is the only one who knows what's going on in his mind, and the rest of us are just trying to keep up. And Trump is not a god, but he probably thinks he is. So he has that in common with the Bill Murray character in Groundhog Day. Trump thinks he's a god. He thinks that whatever he says becomes reality simply by him saying it. And he's completely delusional at this point. I mean, he needs some psychiatric help, obviously. So earlier in the day, he said that the war with Iran is officially over, that there's about to be a peace deal signed in Europe. He said he spoke with the leaders of Qatar and the UAE and also Saudi Arabia, and that Netanyahu wasn't part of the discussions, and this peace deal is about to be signed. So let me play Trump for you saying this. Now, the audio is kind of low. I'll ask my editor to turn it up. But Trump seems like he was on the verge of conking out here while talking. But let's listen to Trump.
We just made a great settlement of the war with Iran. And we're going to be subject to finalization of documents. We should get done over the next few days. Probably have a signing maybe in Europe. And it's a great thing. Stock market's up 1,000 points. That means they like the deal. See, that means they like it. The market goes down, that means they don't like the deal. But it's been up. Oil's dropped. Oil will start coming down to, I think, even lower than it was before. I said I was in Iowa. It was $1.85 a gallon.
So there's Trump saying that there's a peace deal. And he said that, what did he say? Gas was only $1.89 in Iowa or something? That can't be right. Who knows what he's saying? Because just a few hours later, Iran officially responded and said, Trump is making it all up. There's no negotiation. There's no peace deal. We don't even know what he's talking about. Because, of course, it's all in Trump's mind. Because he thinks he's a god. Now, as further evidence that he has now completely lost his mind, Trump is now saying that the Strait of Hormuz hasn't been closed for a few months now, and that somehow all of us just didn't notice that it has been open this entire time. And no, I'm not making this up. You got to hear him say it, so I'm going to play that clip next. Here we go. This is Trump saying that the Strait of Hormuz not only is open now, but it's been open. So check this out.
It's going to get signed. And the strait is open. But the straits have been open for a number of months already, and you just didn't know about it. You know, you as reporters weren't able to get it. I just announced yesterday that we'd brought a lot of ships through, and nobody knew about it. I guess we did a pretty good job, Peter, right?
So just to be clear, and I know it's kind of hard to hear Trump because he's apparently on the verge of passing out. Trump says that the Strait of Hormuz has been open for months, and that ships have just been, I guess, just passing through normally, and we just didn't notice it somehow. That I guess Trump is implying that all the oil shortages that people are talking about around the world and the force majeure that's been declared by industry around the world in numerous countries and all the fertilizer shortages are just imaginary. That Trump alone, because like Bill Murray in Groundhog Day, Trump thinks he's a god. Nobody else knows what's going on. You didn't notice the strait was open, that all the oil's flowing, that there's really no problem at all. Only Trump knows that because he thinks he's God. Understand? But if you actually look at the ship traffic, for example, I'm at HormuzStraitMonitor.com. The last 24 hours have seen three ships transiting the strait. Three ships. That is about 3% of the normal traffic that would go through there per day. So let's say, you know, on a normal day, it used to be over 100 ships. You know, some of them tankers, a lot of them tankers, not all of them. But we are getting, you know, 2 or 3 or 4% of that, depending on the day, We are nowhere near the straits being opened. We are nowhere near oil flows and gas flows and fertilizer flows returning to normal. It's not even close. And the fact that Trump thinks that the strait is open and that everything is flowing now is beyond worrisome. It's a national emergency mental health crisis of our president. The fact that he believes that shows you either, number one, he is clinically insane, or two, he's surrounded by people who are deliberately lying to him, and he's dumb enough to believe them. What kind of a person could say that the Strait of Hormuz is open, right? It would be like saying, well, the sun actually comes up in the west, and it sets in the east. You just didn't notice that, you see. But Trump knew that the whole time. He knows that the sun rises in the west. But you didn't notice. I mean, that's what it's like. And again, we are stuck in a time loop of Trump's delusions, where apparently he has announced a peace deal. Apparently it's 37 times now, so we're going on 38 next. And don't you wonder who is dumb enough to believe Trump's time loop claims for loop number 38 when loops 1 through 37 didn't pan out? Loops 1 through 37 all turned out to be total hogwash. Wasn't true, isn't happening, there is no peace deal, etc. But now you're going to say, well, this next time, number 38, oh, that's got to be the one that's all good. Yeah. So the strait, it's just like I said in March, the Strait of Hormuz will remain closed until Iran wants it to be open. Period. End of story. There are no exceptions to that. And saying it's open doesn't make it open, does it? Saying it's open doesn't actually cause millions of barrels of oil to flow through the strait each day. And this is part of the problem of not just Trump, but the American empire. See, the American empire leaders have for so long believed that if they just say something, that makes it real. This is kind of like the Enron version of diplomacy. Like, if we say it, then we can book the profits on it. That's the way Enron's accounting worked. It's like, well, we could just, if we came up with an idea, we could assign a value to that idea and we could book that as revenue. Really? No wonder your accounting collapsed and the whole thing, you know, was some kind of a fraud. But that's the way they operated. That's the way Trump is operating now. It's beyond just normal deception. It's some kind of psychiatric illness at this point, or maybe insanity mixed with a God complex of some kind. I mean, I'll leave it to the actual, you know, mind docs to come up with the proper diagnosis, if anybody can figure it out. But from the outside, what it looks like to me and many of us is that Trump has completely lost his mind. He has lost all touch with reality. And frankly, he sounds a lot like Adolf Hitler ordering around a bunch of different armies that didn't exist. Like, aren't they still in the forest? You know, have them flank the Russians or whatever. And Hitler's general's like, you know, sir, that battle group was destroyed 3 months ago, you know. And Hitler's like, well, no, it is. I can see it. It's right there. Let's move it around, you know. That's the way Trump is acting today. He's like, straight's open. You just didn't notice it. Really? We didn't notice? The world? Wait a minute. Is Trump David Copperfield? David Copperfield, the illusionist, said he made the Statue of Liberty disappear, you know. But you got to understand, all of David Copperfield's illusions were scams. You know, it was all trickery and fraud, of course. That's how David Copperfield has always operated. You know, hidden magnets in its hand and distractions and moving things around with light images and whatever. really, the kind of magic that David Copperfield always pulled off is, you know, from a reality point of view, it's fraud, just kind of packaged as entertainment. It's like, okay, you know, take a look at this magic. But it was presented as if it's real, like I'm really moving through the Great Wall of China or something, you know. But he wasn't. I really made a private jet disappear, but he didn't. And so now Trump is David Copperfield, like, I'm going to make the closure of the Strait of Hormuz vanish right before your very eyes, and shazam, pulls the curtain back. Look, it's been this whole time, the ships have been sailing through. You just didn't notice it. That's, wow. I mean, I respect some good sleight of hand magic. You know, my co-host Todd Pittner on Decentralized TV, he's very good at sleight of hand magic. But when he performs magic for you, you know it's magic. It's the context. Like, hey, I'm going to perform a magic trick for you. You know it's magic. You know there's some kind of trick to it, but you can't figure it out. That's what's clever about well-done magic. Trump is poorly done black magic. It's like, but it's sort of with the fraud effort. It's like, we're going to trick you, and you're going to get screwed at the same time. You know, that's not magic. That's just, I don't know, that's just fraud. So, of course, a lot of people are noticing all of this, including the amazing journalist Glenn Greenwald, who tweeted out, he said, Trump has been repeating the exact same meaningless cycle every single week since he and Netanyahu started this war on February 28th. And here's the cycle. According to Greenwald, it's a five-step time loop. Here it is. Step number one, we won. You know, announce total victory. Step number two, they're begging to surrender. Step number three, order Barak Ravid to announce that a deal is imminent. And I think that's the Axios reporter, is it? But many people suspect that Barak Ravid is just a front for Mossad, just to put out leaked talking points and so on that serve the purposes of the administration. Anyway, I don't really know. I'm just saying that's what other people are suggesting about that so-called journalist. Anyway, step number four, bombs Iran again. And then step number five is to repeat, you know, rinse and repeat. Go back to step one and announce that we won. Yeah, that's about right. And just to remind you that Trump literally has announced this 37 times that we have peace or that we've conquered Iran and it's all done. And today, he in fact, in his tweet today, he said, quote, the naval blockade will remain in full force and effect. That's the U.S. naval blockade of the Strait of Hormuz, which would seem to contradict his claim that the Strait of Hormuz is open. But anyway, he says the blockade will remain in full force and effect until this transaction is finalized. Time and place of the signing to be announced shortly. Okay. Okay. And, oh, and in an earlier tweet, I don't even have this one, he said that he was going to take control over all the oil of Iran, that the U.S. would control all of the Iranian oil wells and oil exports in the same way that we now control Venezuela, because he said it's working out great for Venezuela. And you know, everybody's response is like, what? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? First of all, it's not working out great for Venezuela. Secondly, how do you think you're going to control all the oil in Iran? And no, seriously, how do you think that's going to happen? He's lost his mind. But you know, one thing that's interesting in all of this, you may recall yesterday or the day before, I said that gold and silver prices will remain suppressed as long as the war continues. But that after the Strait of Hormuz reopens, I said that gold and silver would surge back in valuation. Now, even though the war isn't over, just Trump saying that the war was over caused gold to surge up 4%, which added $1.2 trillion to the market cap of gold. silver surged up 6%. Just based on Trump saying something that wasn't even true. That's just people sort of swallowing some Trump hopium that the war might be over. Like that's how much metals want to go up when there is peace, or if there is ever peace, or if the strait is ever actually opened. What does that tell you, you know? that's wild. But it also demonstrates that the suppression of gold and silver is clearly magnified by the ongoing state of war itself. Meanwhile, by the way, JP Morgan analysts have now decided that oil prices will have no choice but to spike above $150 per barrel within the next 4 weeks. Yeah, that's being reported by thestreet.com also, in case you want to check that out. I spoke with Dr. Chris Martinson today. Actually, I interviewed him for a new episode of Decentralize TV with my co-host Todd Pittner. And as I said to Chris, that we both thought that oil would be much higher by now, and we're both quite amazed at the organized suppression of the price of oil. There's been a lot of, you know, a lot of suppression taking place, obviously. And releasing strategic petroleum reserves, which Chris said should be called the strategic political reserves. I thought that was funny. I hope you realize that of course, Trump is delusional, and Trump can only delay economic reality for a very short period of time. And the countdown clock on that is, you know, it's running out of tick-tocks here, right? So within 4 weeks, according to JP Morgan, oil will be above $150 a barrel, and it could easily be above $200 a barrel within 6 to 8 weeks. And that's why I have said that by August, probably, actually I'm quite certain of it, but we'll see. I think that diesel will be over $10 a gallon in California. It'll be lower in other states, you know, for lots of obvious reasons. But in California, people pay over $10 a gallon. And that, you know, Trump can't wave his hand and make this go away. Eventually, the economic reality kicks in, because you can't fight the laws of physics forever. You know, just like you can't fight the laws of gravity. You know, you can shoot yourself out of a cannon with an upward angle of, you know, projection, and for a while you can be going up. Like, look, I'm flying, you know. And you can flap your hands in the air as you reach the apex of that ballistic arc there. And then gravity kicks in, you know, 9.8 meters per second squared, and you start getting pulled down. You're coming down whether you like it or not. You can flap your arms just like Trump can flap his lips all day long. You can't change the laws of physics or economics. You can't do it. We are now in that moment, kind of like a Bugs Bunny, Roadrunner, Wile-E, Coyote cartoon, where Trump is realizing that he's overrun the edge of the cliff, and he's flapping his hands, but you can't fight gravity. And guess what? You're going to fall one way or another, because gravity is going to kick in. Meep, meep. So there you go. That's Trump facing economic gravity. That's where we are. And also, by the way, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent should also be added to that cartoon as well. He's also trying to defy the gravity of economic reality. And he's also going to fail. Imagine that. By the way, in a sort of related story, Disney has also introduced a new hollow tile floor that allows you to put on VR goggles and think that you're walking around while you're actually standing in place, even though your feet are moving. And isn't that the perfect metaphor for what they've done to everybody? It's like, make you think that you're getting ahead, make you think that you're making progress, but you're actually staying in the same spot, stuck, even though you're moving through this virtual world with all these distractions and illusions, but you're going nowhere. That's perfect. I mean, Disney's the perfect company to introduce this. It's like here, occupy your brain while you go nowhere. And also, don't look in the dark corners of the Magic Kingdom, because you don't want to know what happens underground. Nope. So anyway, the bottom line here, folks, is that we are still stuck in a time loop of President Trump's making. There is no peace deal with Iran. There is no reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. And anyone who talks about that is delusional or dishonest. It's not happening. You can go to any maritime tracker. Just, you know, search online for like a maritime tracker. How many ships are moving through the Strait of Hormuz? And you will see the number is tiny compared to what it would have to be in order to restore normal flows of energy through the Strait. So, I don't know. I mean, people can live in a fairy tale delusional land for some period of time, but eventually the delusion wears off and reality kicks in, and it gets bad. And we're about to hit that in the next, I don't know, what is it? It's mid-June right now. We're about to hit that, I'm going to say, within 6 weeks at the most. Let's say by the end of July or the very first day of August, let's say. It's going to get way worse. And I'm not even confident that we'll have any kind of actual deal that reopens the Strait by August 1st. We'll probably be stuck in the same Groundhog Day loop, but we'll be on, you know, loop number 78 or something by then. And it'll be the same thing. Trump will wake up, you know, Groundhog Day, oh, bomb Iran! And then later in the afternoon, oh, we have a peace deal. And then everybody, you know, the market will go up and the oil prices will plunge again and again and again. Apparently this can be repeated forever because almost nobody is thinking critically anymore. They're just going along with whatever Trump says, which is absolutely insane. I don't know what to say. It's absolutely insane. So stay tuned for where all of this is going. Now, a couple of things to mention here. This weekend begins the airing of Breaking the Chains, which is a docuseries that Todd Pittner and I created. Originally, we created it last year. Now we've updated it for this year. We've added additional content to take into account things like off-grid energy systems, all the new decentralized AI tools, and to cover some of the new Black Swan events, such as the war with Iran and the rising construction of data centers that's using a lot of the capacity of the power grid, etc. So we've added a lot of content to it this year. It streams for free beginning Saturday at brightu.com. That's the word bright, followed by the letter U. Brightu.com. You can register, watch it for free, or you can also optionally purchase the entire program. You'll be able to download all of the bonus content material. And actually, I'm filming a couple more things to add to the bonus material, things that I'm building right now in terms of off-grid energy storage. And I just need to put together a couple more short little video clips. I'll be adding those to the download package. So that begins this Saturday. Again, brightu.com. The second thing that's going on, which is good for your preparedness, is that we have a Father's Day sale at healthrangerstore.com/fathers. If you go there, you'll see our Father's Day sale is happening right now, and it's good through, I think, the 15th. And we've got a lot of things on sale and some things back in stock that we haven't had for a long time, such as the Big Berkey gravity filters with the fluoride filter elements. That's back in stock now. So, wow, finally. That took a while. It's like a couple of years. We've got other things back in stock. We've got some sales on the ARC seed kits as well for the heirloom seeds, non-GMO seeds, because growing food is going to be critical. We've got free gifts if you purchase over a certain amount, a couple different tiers of free gifts. So take advantage of that and see what we have on sale. We've got partner sales with like gear companies that are great for dads, or, you know, in anybody that is a dad-like figure that you know that you want to say thank you. We've got some great sale items for them for preparedness including even iodine and so on. It's all available at healthrangerstore.com/fathers. So check it out. Get prepared. And thank you for your support. And you can follow me on brightvideos.com. And be sure, today we are publishing, I think we're publishing it today, my interview with Dr. Chris Martinson on decentralize.tv with my co-host Todd Pittner. We had a great conversation. I mean, a really amazing conversation. And that episode should be live sometime today. So check it out at decentralize.tv. All the episodes are free. You can watch them all. There's, I don't know, 120 episodes now or something like that. So check it out there. And thank you for listening. And yeah, watch Groundhog Day too if you want to review the time loop that we're all stuck in at the moment. That would be a fun way to do that. But eventually the Bill Murray character does transcend his own limitations. He grows as a person. He becomes a better person. And then he is finally spiritually released from the time loop. That's a little spoiler alert, but of course, all good movies are about personal transformation, so that shouldn't really be a spoiler, right? Every good movie is about personal transformation. So there you go. Okay, enjoy it, and thanks for listening. Take care. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. And you can take advantage of our Father's Day sale at healthrangerstore.com/fathers. Now, we have a special selection of items for dads and fathers in your life that you want to say thank you for all of their effort, because, you know, dads are awesome, right? So say thank you. Check out what we have available. We've got major sales on lots of different items. We've got 40% off at least one item, which is a clean chlorella powder, but that's a big discount. We've got lesser discounts, 30% off and 20% off, 12%, 5%, depending on the item, lots of different nutritional products. You can find them all at healthrangerstore.com/fathers. In addition, we have partner discounts that are a big deal. 30% off the ARC seed kits. That's really important because, of course, seeds are a great barter item, given that we're going to be facing a lot of food shortages, you know, in 2027 because of the fertilizer situation. So growing your own food is going to make a lot more sense than it ever has. In addition, we've got 20% off Sharkey forged steel tools, including also Nahaya Active Organics, which are very popular with men as well. We've even got, believe it or not, 5% off the new back-in-stock Berkey gravity water filtration system with the special fluoride filter elements that have been not available for a couple of years. So the big Berkey systems are back in stock. That's a new thing here right now. They've been very difficult to get for a couple of years. So check those out. Again, healthrangerstore.com/fathers. And then on top of that, we have, for example, the BioAstin Astaxanthin gummies are on sale for 12% off. We've got Joint Aston vegan formulas at 11% off. Hawaiian spirulina superfood gummies, for those of you who want to eat spirulina gummies like that. Yeah, they're blue. They are definitely blue. 7% off the Bodacious Blueberry Energy Bars. We've got Almond Butter Chocolate Energy Bars and so much more. We've also got the Protovite Daily Multivitamin Liquid Supplement that people really love because it's kind of an all-in-one. You don't have to take so many capsules to get all your vitamins and minerals all together there. That's a very popular product. Plus many other items on sale and free gifts for you. So if you spend $129 or more, then you get the free organic yellow popcorn kernels that we have here, as you can see, packed tightly for long-term storage in these bags. And if you spend $199 or more, you get our Health Ranger Select organic clean chlorella powder, which is, of course, laboratory tested for heavy metals and microbiology and so much more. And at the $199 level, you get both of these gifts together, in addition to the other savings that you get, our doorbuster deals and some of the discounts I mentioned. But there are many more. We've even got, for example, freeze-dried mango, diced. That's like eating candy. It's amazing. And also our Breathe Essential Oil Blend and so much more. Check it all out at healthrangerstore.com/fathers. And it begins on June 11th and runs through June 15th. So take advantage of it now.
spread the word. Thank you for your support, and happy Father's Day. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care.